Transcribed.
From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show with their special guest, Gordon McRae, who appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures Incorporated, producers of the motion picture Room for One More, starring Cary Grant and Betsy Drake. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. By Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield, sound off for Chesterfield. For the first time, you'll get the cigarette that's much milder, with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Hi, folks. Well, the calendar says that Friday is here again, and we're about to embark on our 18th journey into your home. Incidentally, lots of people have asked how I've been able to stand up under my partner's constant barrage of madness. And I want to go on record as saying I find it very easy for two important reasons. Bread and butter. Well, before the animal gets here, it's my pleasure to team up with the lovely Carol Richards in a chorus of I Love the Way You Say Goodnight.
I love the way you say goodnight.
I kind of like the way you mumble while you fumble for your key. More time for kissing me.
I love the way you say goodnight.
I kind of like the way you linger with your finger on the bell. More kisses and they're swell. When you say I gotta get home by 12, I always say let's go.
You do.
'Cause you can take longer to say goodnight than any three others I know.
I love the way you say goodnight.
I kind of like the way you snuggle while you juggle with your comb. I never, never, never go. I love the way
I kinda like the way
you say,
the way you always say
goodnight,
the way you always whisper honey nighty night,
the way you let our kisses mingle till I tingle to my toes.
Oh, Dean, we're blushing like a rose.
I love the way
I kinda like the
you
way
say
the extraordinary way
goodnight,
the way you always say, don't go, just hold me tight.
Kind of like the way you giggle while you jiggle with your bag.
Our hearts are playing tag.
When you say
we just gotta be home by 12.
Well, don't I always say, let's go.
That's true, I said it before, you do.
'Cause you can take longer to say goodnight than any three others I know. I love the way
I kinda like the way
you say
super-duper special way
goodnight,
the way you have me flying higher than a kite.
I kinda like the way you snuggle while you juggle with your comb.
It looks as though you're never going.
No, I never, never, never. Never, 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 never gonna go home.
Now that we've exercised our vocal cords, I think it's about time we gave the same opportunity to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out, and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Folks, I'd like to introduce...
Hey, Dean! Hey, Dean!
Jerry, heavens to Betsy, will you wait until I introduce you to the audience? I don't like the way you come running out, barking like a male seal. Nobody likes it.
Yeah, but how about girl seals?
It was an ad lib anyhow, Dean. It came right out of my head.
Well, you better patch up the hole.
Here now, I have 6 holes in my head just like everybody else.
6 holes?
Sure, 2 to hear by, 2 to breathe by, 1 to eat by, and 1 for roll razor blades.
Jerry, I warned you about those fantastic jokes. Everyone knows that you don't put razor blades in a hole in your head.
You're right, Dean.
You can't. It's full of olive pits. Jerry, I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be ashamed of me, Shirley. I'm pretty important, see? I get laughs and I get smiles and I get applause. And what do you get? All you get is the money and the glory and the girls. And you know what?
What?
I wish I was you.
All right, Jerry, I surrender. Who's our first guest tonight?
Well, we invited a famous health expert to come over, but he didn't want to come, so I guess I'll have to talk for him.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're proud to present the author of that famous bestseller, How to Be Happy, Though Healthy. He's an expert on diets, a world-famous bodybuilder, and is said to be the healthiest man in America. Here he is, Dr. Byron J. Bicep. Dr. Bicep, you certainly are the picture of health.
Well, I ain't the picture of Dorian Gray.
Tell me, Dr. Bicep, how did you first become interested in physical culture?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I was a the 8-pound weak link, and when I went to the beach, the big guys used to throw sand at me. One time I got so mad, I looked up at a guy, took a deep breath.
And what happened?
My trunks fell down. Oh.
I guess you were pretty slim.
Slim, buddy, the only belt I owned was a napkin ring.
Doctor, let's discuss your health course. I understand that really makes a man out of you.
Yeah, last year my aunt took the course, and now she's my uncle.
I didn't know that women took your course.
Why, some of the most famous women in the world take my course. Last year, a scrawny little 60-pound girl came to me for help. And do you know who she is today? Dagmar.
I suppose with all your female students, you have a fine understanding of the opposite sex.
Well, I believe the modern woman needs to be dominated. She ought to be slugged over the head 364 days a year.
You left one day out.
Have a hard body, that's Mother's Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tell me, doctor, do you recommend a special diet?
Sure, in fact, I'm working on a new diet. Each day you get a thimbleful of warm water and one fat-free raisin. I think it's an 18-day diet.
You think it's an 18-day diet?
Yeah, so far nobody lived past 6.
Well, I guess exercise is more important than diet.
Exercise? That's the worst thing you could do. You make your blood start jumping from capillary to capillary, from vein to vein, from artery to artery, up the ventricle, down the tubes, through the liver, and left on Sepulveda. If it ain't washed out.
Then you think people should forget exercise?
Absolutely. Take my Uncle Arnold.
You take your Uncle Arnold.
I don't want him. Take my Uncle Arnold. He did push-ups every morning, never missed a day.
You mean he did push-ups till the day he died?
He did push-ups 3 days after he died.
No!
They had to nail the lid down 12 times.
Then what is the secret of health?
Well, the big thing is breath control. You must learn to breathe down in your diagram.
Wait, what?
Your diagram. What do I have to do? Draw your diaphragm? Get out of here. You get out of here.
Thank you very much. Well, Jerry, start tuning up your raspy pipes because it's time for all of us to sound off for Chesterfield.
Dean, please entertain the folks. I gotta go out and sell some smoke.
Carpet head, you'll sell much more if you stand right here and let it roar.
Mildness blood.
No aftertaste.
Mildness blood.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield. That's right.
Over 1,500 tobacco men told you their mild and will tell you again.
They're milder with a better taste and no unpleasant aftertaste.
So here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Yes, here's what we want you to do.
Right now. Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it.
Today.
...1,562 tobacco growers tell you Chesterfields have a milder aroma, which means a milder smoke. And a leading research organization reports, of all brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the taste panel found no unpleasant aftertaste. Enjoy your smoking. Enjoy the cigarette with the mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Sound off for Chesterfields and try a pack today. Get smoking pleasure all the way. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest tonight is one of our most famous motion picture and radio stars, the proud possessor of a mighty fine voice and a very talented actor. Here he is, Gordon McRae.
Oh, thank you very much, folks, and thank you, Tony.
You're confused, Gordy. I'm not Tony Martin. I'm Dean Martin.
You mean you're the one who works with the Lewis animal?
That's right. Look, supposing you dig into a song for us, and by the time you finish, I'll trot Jerry out here so you can see what a doll he really is.
Well, that's my pleasure, Dino. Can you get your maestro to give me a downbeat?
Gordon, this is Dick Stabile's orchestra. See, so? you can't use musical terms like downbeat and upbeat. You just yell go and they'll race you to the finish.
Well, I'll try anything once, Dino. Go, boy!
Baby doll, you beautiful baby doll, let's go home and tell your mother that you found a baby brother. I'm taking you off the shelf, showing you off myself. Can't you see it now? I'm taking you walking, holding your parasol. Ah, honey, there's no use of talking. You're a beautiful baby doll. beautiful baby doll. Let's go home and tell your mother that you found a brand new baby brother. I'm taking you off the shelf and showing you off myself. Can't you see it now? I'm taking you walking, holding your parasol. Oh, honey, there's no use talking. You're a beautiful baby, baby
set a pipe.
Oh, thank you, Dean. You know, I was...
Dean, if you got...
This chap has a strange look.
Jerry, this man shouldn't be strange to you.
This is...
I know. Ain't he Mr. Klutz?
No, he isn't. There is no Mr. Klutz.
Good heavens, who's gonna break the news to Mrs. Klutz?
Now, look, sonny. My name is Mac Ray.
Hey, I remember you. I seen you in pictures. You're that tall fella. How you been, Joe?
No.
What are you doing standing on your knees?
Jerry, he's not Joel McRae. Jerry, this is Gordon McRae.
Gordon McRae. Say, didn't we used to belong to the same fraternity?
I didn't know you belonged to any fraternity.
Oh, sure. I used to be president of Kappa Gamma Delta Alpha Schnook.
Really? Do you have a large membership?
No, just five of us, Kappa, Gamma, Delta, Alpha, and me, Schnook.
Look, Dean, as one baritone to another, what is this guppy doing out of his fishbowl?
Hey, are you a baritone, too?
I told you, Jerry, all the good singers are baritones.
Oh, yeah? Well, I can name three who aren't.
Go ahead.
Kate Smith.
Jerry, I think you have the mind of a moron.
Yeah, well, finders keepers, losers weepers.
Gordy, you've been starring on the Railroad Hour for 3 years now. Do you find radio pretty hard work?
Well, it's pretty exhausting, Dino, learning new songs every week. And someday, maybe I'd like to do maybe one of those quiz shows.
Yeah, Groucho Marx has the right idea. Mm-hmm. I like that, too.
Hey, yeah, why don't we do another one of those Groucho shows, you know, Dean, like we did with Danny Thomas?
Hey, bright idea, Bushhead. Let's head into it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Gordon McRae are proud to present their version of that popular quiz program, You Bet Your Life, entitled... No, You Bet Your Life. And here he is, your master of ceremonies.
That's me, Groucho Martin. Our giant jackpot is up to $14 now. Our midget jackpot is up to $6,000. We had to raise the midget jackpot when we heard the shrimp boats were coming. Georgie Feminine, who's our guest couple?
Before we went on the air, the studio audience selected a waitress and a chef as our first contestants, but they disappeared backstage.
A waitress and a chef disappeared backstage, huh? Wish I could be there to see what's cooking. Feminine, you'd better call our second couple.
Well, Groucho, for our second couple, the studio audience selected a popular singer and the president of a motion picture fan club. Folks, meet Groucho Martin.
Welcome to No, You Bet Your Life. Feminine, supposing you tell our listeners a secret word. It's a common word. We use it every day.
The secret word is paleostreptomyosis.
If either of you contestants guess the word, you will divide $1.35 between you. Common word, we use it every day.
Is it paleostreptomyosis?
Well, what took you so long?
We only use it every other day.
Now, who's the singer and who's the president of the fan club?
Baby doll.
Oh, I see. You're the fan club president.
Oh, I'm the singer. My name is Matt Cray.
Well, let's get up off of your knees, Joel. Well, how about you, sir? What's your name?
Statler W. Bick.
Statler? But that's the name of a hotel.
Dad wanted a bellboy.
Tell me, Statler, are you president of McCrae's fan club?
Heavens no, I wouldn't touch him with a 6-foot pole.
Well, don't look now, kid, but you are a 6-foot pole.
Okay, so you don't like McCrae's singing. Whose fan club do you head? Barry Como's? Vic Damone's? Frank Sinatra's?
Nelson Eddy's.
Nelson Eddy?
What's with the Nelson Eddy? What are you, another Lewis and Martin?
Excuse me, Statler. You said Lewis and Martin. Isn't it Martin and Lewis?
That just depends on who's saying it, buddy.
Mr. McCrae, tell me something about yourself. As a singer, what do you think of Dean Martin?
I never think of Dean Martin as a singer.
Well, that doesn't bother me. You don't think it bothers me, do you, Statler?
You bet your life.
You bet your life. Well, let's get on with the questions. Remember, the midget jackpot is up to $8,000.
Boy, what I could do with $8,000. I'm going to buy a yacht.
Don't forget the federal tax.
Boy, I'm going to buy a motorboat.
And the state tax.
Yes, sirree. I'm going to buy a canoe.
And the XX tax. Tax. The gift tax.
Can I still float my matchsticks in the gutter?
Hey, what do you say, Groucho? Are we going to get on with the questions? I've had about enough of this Nelson Eddy fan.
You hear what he said, Groucho? He had enough of Nelson Eddy!
Well, now, wait a minute. You two sound like Martin and Lewis.
If we don't, buddy, you're working for nothing.
Get out of here.
No, you get out of here.
Well, it's time for all good quiz shows to come to an end and get some information about which there is no question and to which Jimmy Wallington has the answer.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, here is something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. It's a way to ease the pain, often within a few minutes. A way that is incredibly fast and effective. It's Anacin. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. But today, these tablets are in such widespread use that all drug counters have them, and anyone may enjoy their benefits. Next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, by all means try Anacin. You'll like the convenience of Anacin tablets. And you'll be delighted with Anacin's incredibly fast action. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Ask for Anacin by name today at your druggist.
Well, many songwriters have written an impressive list of hits, but one team seems to have the magic touch. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. Although most of their hits have come out of their Broadway shows, they did come out here to Hollywood one season to write the score for State Fair. And with their fantastic record, I guess no one was surprised when the hit song of the picture won the Academy Award for that year. It has always remained one of my all-time favorites, and I'm sure you will remember it as one of yours.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing.
Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on a wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
When you sing, it better be spring.
No, you mean it might as well be spring.
Excuse me, fellas. It looks like good nights are in order.
I guess so, Gordy, and I hope you haven't taken Jerry seriously.
Listen here, Dean, you don't have to say that about me. I make just as much as you do, you know.
Jerry, you don't discuss money in front of a guest.
Yes, so what's his agent doing in the hall?
Well, he's doing nothing,
he
Jerry,
ain't
but he...
holding out his hand for Halavai, you know.
Quick, Gordy. We're still alive, you know.
Well, thanks very much, fellas. It's been really fun.
And it's really been fun.
Gordy McRae.
Good night, Gordy. Good night, Gordy.
And now, if we can get serious for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to say, Gordy, you've been a real great sport. And friends, Dean and I have just been appointed National Entertainment Chairman for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And we feel deeply honored to be associated with such a worthy cause. We're deeply grateful to those who have sent in your contributions, contributions that will aid in the research that may lick this dread disease. Please remember that more and more money is needed because you are the only ones that can help the poor unfortunates who suffer from this incurable disease. Let's all pitch in and help find this much-needed cure. Please mail your contributions to MDA, 21 East 40th Street, New York City, New York. That's MDA, 21 East 40th Street, New York City, New York. Thank you.
Well, folks...
Till next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our latest picture, Sailor Beware.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. And brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. By Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield, sound off for Chesterfield. For the first time, you'll get the cigarette that's much milder, with the added protection of no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia.
Martin and Lewis are on NBC, the national broadcasting company.